tell you what they've achieved. They've achieved something absolutely rotten.
And Kieran McGeaney as a player was, you know, a phenomenal player, and he didn't cry and he didn't whinge, you know.
Our mission was to show that we're no longer the whipping boys of Munster.
But I'll tell you what, you can forget about Sean Kavanagh as far as he's a man.
Remember that tribe in Iraq, the Shiite tribe? Well, we've watched Shiite football.
People think I'm a bit of a lunatic, loose cannon, whatever you'd like to say.
Seamus! Come on! Move!
Just before I go on, it just has broken that Jason Ryan has resigned as Kildare's senior football manager.
Okay.
After 2 years, so it doesn't read well for him. Successive relegations. What was it, like the difference 27 points against Kerry?
Yeah.
All Ireland quarter final. What do you make of that there? It was difficult to see where it was going.
Yeah.
Which is very harsh.
Yeah, I know. We'll touch on this quickly before we go back, but I suppose with Jason Ryan, when he took over, like, as a Dublin man, the nearest rivals we have in recent years has always been Kildare, and I think Dublin people deep down would like them to be competitive, so therefore Dublin have competitive Leinster championships and then have bigger tests when they go into the All-Ireland series. And when he took over from Kieran McGeaney, I thought, okay, Kildare are back on the road to being something strong. I don't think the whole county bought into his ideas. I think the hangover from Kieran McGeaney's helm as manager, I think ultimately it probably wasn't the best transition. Then how his teams approached games, football-wise, they were probably a little bit naive. And I just think over time, everything was stacked up against him that I think for him, I don't necessarily think it's a sign that he's a bad manager or whatever, but I think the two scenarios never married in terms of Ryan as manager, this progressive bit coach, he'd done so well with Wexford, and Kildare, this coming force. It's probably good for them that they can just start afresh, they can get someone in. The 42 that a year reporting that Glenn Ryan is going to take over, I think that'd probably be a good thing, that they can just start afresh and build towards getting back to the top or to challenging Dublin.
Yeah, so like more of a timing issue really with the when he's come in
I think Kildare senior footballers, especially with what happened with McGeaney, I think they were all very loyal to him and the project, and I think when that happens, like, it's no reflection on Jason Ryan, but when it happens that you're playing for a manager that you absolutely love, that you think this guy is brilliant, and then he's gone and kind of controversial circumstances with the county board, and then a fella comes in and like, I think you're constantly just comparing it to the last regime, and then therefore I don't think you really buy into what's happening.
Yeah, which is maybe a bit evident during this year with a lot of ones taken off after they got knocked out of Leinster, which obviously is a very, you know, it's a countrywide thing that they're happening. But if you're more buying in with the manager, you're probably less likely to do that to an extent. Ryan, what do you think then? All changed then in Kildare?
Yeah, I agree with Pierce. I know he is one of these, you know, again, young modern managers in the game where it is an all or nothing approach with him. I know he gives as much as the players would give, and you know it is as professional as can be. He is one of these managers that, you know, he will put absolutely everything, you know, into it, and I think, you know, ultimately he has suffered from the aftermath and the hangover from you know, Kieran McGeaney's departure. I know he was a player's favourite. There was a lot of discontent after he left. Again, like Pierce had said, I thought it was a great appointment at the time, and they could, I suppose, continue the good work that had been made under McGeaney. But you know, again, it's maybe tonight from puns, maybe from myself, but I'm sure if you were divorced and you were talking about your previous marriage, I'm sure that's what these lads were doing, you know, and talking about McGeaney and talking about their previous relationship with him. And I'm sure it was a case of every night it was compare and contrast, and you know, it probably was unfair on him in that sense, but he'll do a good job. He will do a good job somewhere else. I have, you know, we have played them as well on a number of games, and I know from him being on the line how committed he is, how passionate he is about the game. And look at, you know, I know for a fact he'll be back. He'll go to another you know, top county side, and I suppose watch this space. But look at as well, there's been a few mentions of my own decisions and what I'm going to do next year, and I think we can put it out there that I'm not in for the Kildare job, so you can knock that in the head now, Pete. It's just what it is there. I don't know what I'm going to do, but that's not a sales pitch. It's just count me out now straight away. So look, it's disappointing, and I think on that, Jim McCrory as well. I think that was, you know, shambolic and shame on Down GA. I think the whole thing was badly handled, and it's nothing to do as well about ourselves having Pete McGrath, and I know there was rumours about Pete as well, and look at them rumours are part of the whole media fun as well. We'll meet again over the next number of weeks, and it will be interesting to have a bit of crack with Pete and see where he's at. but look at I think, you know, he'd done a fantastic job at club level. He was really only finding his feet. He has got them promoted, which nobody thought would happen from 2-1. And the manner in which, you know, he left was disgusting and something that, you know, shouldn't happen, especially in inter-county football.
Yeah, it was something he was quoting was that the focus seemed to be on their Wexford defeat rather than, you know, their season as a whole. You know, it was, the focus was just on that, on getting beat by Wexford, and he felt that was unfair. And then he felt he didn't have the backing. It seemed like he didn't have the backing. Then he was told, you have our full backing, and I guess he's just, you know, he's just chose.
I think he described it as it would be like his job in the council, where his colleagues wanted him to stay, but his managers and heads of department wanted him to go. So it's like, you know, he described it, you know, similar to kind of that, which makes sense. Look at it has to be everybody singing on the same hymn sheet, or you can't move forward. That is the bottom line. And look at, you know, over the last number of years, we've been in maybe not so much similar situations, but there has been, you know, trouble and strife, and it is the same in most counties, and it does happen. But, you know, you're hoping the common sense will prevail, and it's something that quite